Shropshire's Most Wanted today, we were looking for someone who owns something coin-operated. Phil ticked that off. He's got one of those Avery, Avery scales that you step on in his shed. And you say, well, you know, I need to get something done with that. Well, if you've got something of a similar nature, then some people might be able to help you. Our Retro Leisure. Stuart is from Retro Leisure Midlands, who are in Telford. Stuart, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon. Tell us what that you do.
We repair and sell retro arcade machines, all the way back from the mid-70s up to the more modern stuff.
Oh, right. Okay. And how did you get into doing this?
Originally, I started off back in the 90s, early 90s in the TV and video repair field.
Yeah.
Moved out of that as that went dead and did various other things. And about 10 years ago, I landed on the gaming industry with the arcade machines. And we've been doing it since.
And some of these are very, very mechanical. And some of these are very, very electronic. So you must have a real kind of range of skills here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you look at the pinballs, you get from totally full of relays and switches and contact to the light end of the stuff that's got a computer in it.
And what's the oldest one you've worked with, or what's the most challenging one you've had to deal with?
We've had a lot of challenging machines. The older stuff tends to be more challenging.
But, right.
At the same time, the challenge is to get the things working. You know, when you look at things like the Space Invaders and stuff like that, the original ones, they can be a bit of an effort to get working. But when you get them working, and you get that original black and white monitor working with the original game board, there's a lot of reward in it to know that you've brought back something from the 70s and got it working again as it did in the day. You know, it is very, very, very rewarding. And, you know, it's the same with things like Defender. We've done quite a few of them. We've even repainted the cabinets for people. You know, so we're very, very varying in what we do and the level in which we get into machines. And at the other end of the scale, you know, we do the new build stuff with the multi-game boards in, you know, and everything in between.
Do you find yourself, spares must be hard to come by. Do you find yourself making your own parts for these things?
Generally, there's quite a good field of spares.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, a lot of the equipment that's used in them is, there's a genericness to it.
Right, yeah.
The monitors, for instance, you can take them out of one arcade machine and put them into another. All you have to remember is there's three grades of monitors, depending on whether they're low res, medium res, or high res.
Yeah.
And yet they're not really interchangeable. In power supplies and game boards, and we've got a couple of good people that we work with that repair the game boards for us.
Yeah.
You know, which they're worth their weight in gold because, again, they help to keep this old stuff working.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when it comes to like the art on stuff, we print all the artwork and design artwork in-house. We've recreated artwork for various machines. We've scanned it in and redrawn it. My brother spent many hours redrawing artwork. We're a family business. It's myself, my brother, and my dad that run the company.
Right.
You know, it started off with me, and now there's three of us. So we've grown over the years.
You also do jukeboxes, which is very exciting because that's again coin operated, but another whole different bunch of skills to fix, I'd have thought.
Yeah, we don't tend to get into the vinyl stuff too much because there's a lot of specialists that really concentrate on them. But we'll do CD and we do the PC-based stuff.
Yeah. And what's your favourite type of machine, either to work on or if someone could say, hey, I'll fix that up and then you can keep it, what would you have?
I would probably, if I had a choice of a machine to have myself, probably go for a Pong, an original Atari Pong.
Oh, right, yeah.
Out of all of them, because in a lot of ways, that's where the industry started.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, but from an enjoyment side of things, I do like working on the latest PC-based stuff.
Right.
Because they hold their own challenges.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like working on the stuff with the book. You know, I enjoy my job.
Yeah, I can tell.
There's not a lot of people that can say that.
If you'd have told the 17-year-old me that there was even a possibility of a job that involved playing pinball for most of the day, then, quite frankly, I'd have been straight there. Stuart, it's great to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time. When all this calms down, we'll come and see you and talk to you in person and find out a bit more. Stuart, yeah, thanks a lot for your time. Cheers, Stuart. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You can find out more about what Stuart does at retroleisure.co.uk. Retroleisure.co.uk. There are some gorgeous pinball machines.